This is Pamela Bano speaking as part of the Hidden Truths Project, and you are listening to commentary related to the Lincoln Park Historical Marker, located in Lincoln Park along the north end of the area known as the Mall. Although the Chicago City Cemetery covered 100 acres along the shore of Lake Michigan, the northern half of the area was never occupied by graves. Beginning in 1843, the Chicago City Cemetery was filled from the south to the north. By the time the 1859 ordinance was enacted to stop the further sale of burial lots, the grounds were occupied as far north as an area between Wisconsin Street and Armitage Avenue. The city owned the land further north, up to Webster Avenue. In 1861, the first incarnation of a park was developed by a gardener named John Ewer, who that year was appointed as the superintendent of the cemetery and all of the city's public parks. The northern cemetery land became known as Cemetery Park, and it kept that moniker for nearly 3 years. On September 5, 1861, the Chicago Tribune wrote this: "The park will embrace the extreme northern section of the cemetery grounds and is already underbrushed and laid out with roadways. Fine elms and oaks grow naturally upon the soil. A short time will behold a wonderful transition in that vicinity." In the following year, on April 2nd, the Tribune provided this update on John Ewer's accomplishments: "The cemetery grounds have been greatly improved during the past year. Trees have been planted along the sides of the drives, and the sidewalks divided from the roadway by a strip of siding. The fence around the cemetery grounds has been put in repair, and at the entrance to the cemetery, a small fountain has been erected. There are some 40 acres of public grounds bordering on the lake, covered with a young growth of wood and affording to the city the promise of an attractive park at a small expense. Without any large expenditure, a good deal has been accomplished in giving the grounds an inviting appearance. A gate has been built in this part of the grounds, and several small bridges thrown across the country ditch flowing through the grounds and discharging in the lake." The 1863 map on the back of the historical markers placed in Lincoln Park as part of this Hidden Truths project illustrate an early park layout. In 1865, Cemetery Park became Chicago's second named Lake Park. 9 months later, after the assassination of President Lincoln, the park was named in his honor. Contrary to the assumption that the park was named with fanfare to honor the slain president, a simple scrap of paper within the Common Council files records the renaming this way: "Whereas it appears by the records of the City of Chicago that there are now two public parks designated by the name Lake Park, therefore resolved that the park recently set apart from the unoccupied portion of the old cemetery grounds shall be hereafter known and designated as Lincoln Park. Approved June 12, 1865 by Mayor J.B. Rice." In September 1865, Swain Nelson was hired as Lincoln Park's first landscape gardener. An original landscape plan of his can be seen on the Hidden Truths website on the page of my audio conversation with Julia Backrack, the Chicago Park District historian. Meanwhile, even though cemetery lots had not been sold in the city cemetery since 1859, burials continued in the Potter's Field and within the lots that were already owned prior to that time. Records indicate that between the years 1860 and 1866, more than 15,000 additional burials occurred in the cemeteries south of the developing park grounds. In 1865, the Supreme Court ruled that the city officials had illegally acquired a 12-acre tract of land in the north end of the city cemetery and were ordered to return the land to its rightful owners. If you are listening to this recording on the site of the historical marker, you are standing within that tract of land. In 1848, Jacob Milliman bought this parcel of land, which became known as the Milliman Tract, along with 15 acres on the west of this location on the other side of Clark Street. At that time, the city cemetery was occupied only at its southern edge near North Avenue. The city owned the land north to Menominee Street. Jacob Milliman bought his land on September 5th. On September 23rd, the city acquired the surrounding land east of Clark Street, north to Webster Avenue. It is unclear why the city officials did not acquire the land a few weeks earlier. that would have alleviated the problem that presented itself later. Jacob Milliman died in 1849, a year after his land acquisition, but before his payment was complete. He left 5 children as orphans who were raised in foster homes. The assigned public administrator of the estate sold the land east of Clark Street to the city, which incorporated the tract into the cemetery grounds. Over the next 15 years, these 12 acres became filled with graves. The 1866 Supreme Court ruling noted that the public administrator for the Milliman estate did not file his paperwork in time, thus voiding the land transaction. The city was ordered to give the 12 acres back to the 3 remaining Milliman heirs, who were by then young adults. The Milliman heirs asked for $75,000 for the land, which the city officials felt was too much money, or they simply didn't have the funds. The mayor determined that it would cost less to remove the bodies from the graves and give the land back to the Millimans. Thus began the first surge of disinterments from the city cemetery. Over the next 2 years, owners of lots within the Milliman tract were given plots of equal sizes in the newer outlying cemeteries in exchange for the title of their city cemetery burial lots. Meanwhile, when the Milliman heirs got their land back, they began selling off smaller parcels from within the 12 acres. By the time the Lincoln Park commissioners tried to reacquire that tract to complete the park grounds, the tract had been divided into 15 pieces and was owned by at least 6 different individuals. It cost the park commissioners more than $138,000 to incorporate the Milliman tract back into public grounds more than 10 years later. In 1869, when the Lincoln Park commissioners were given control of the entire 100-acre tract of land by the Chicago Board of Public Works, they inherited more than the 12-acre Milliman tract. They inherited the entire 57-acre cemetery grounds. The commissioners spent the early years concentrating on improving the landscape of the Northern Park grounds and planning the new Lakeshore Drive, essentially leaving the cemetery alone. This all changed in October 1871, when the Chicago Fire effectively disfigured the cemetery grounds and damaged and destroyed many tombstones. As part of the cleanup effort, the officials implored cemetery owners to disinter their loved ones from the old cemetery and to reinter them elsewhere. After the Milliman tract was emptied, the remaining graves were predominantly in the older section of the graveyard. Many of these burial lots had already been abandoned by then. It is important to note that neither the city officials nor the Lincoln Park commissioners ever conducted mass exhumations. The family-held lots were deeded to individuals who held the title to their 9-by-24-foot plot of land. The city officials and later the Lincoln Park commissioners paid lot owners for the acquisition of their title. In an early document in the city council files, Lincoln Park Commissioner E.B. McCagg suggested that people were willing to donate their cemetery lots to the park commissioners, provided the lots became a part of Lincoln Park. The commissioners accepted the suggestion. On April 28, 1874, the Lincoln Park commissioners condemned the land encompassing 712 unclaimed burial lots to incorporate those grounds into Lincoln Park. If fully occupied, 712 burial lots can contain more than 5,000 sets of remains. During the following year, the commissioners ordered the relocation of the 150 remaining tombstones, along with the graves they marked, to a 1-acre fenced area near today's South Field House by the baseball diamonds. 8 years later, the stones were removed, leaving the graves in place. On February 8, 1877, the Chicago Tribune reported that all remaining vestiges of the Chicago City Cemetery were gone except for the couch tomb. Several permutations later, including a massive restructuring of the landscape as part of a 1938 WPA project, the Southern Lincoln Park grounds continue to hide the truth of the thousands of graves left behind.